boy, I'll tell you what. Yes, I'm not ready to make nice, not ready to back down, and I'm mad as hell, and I'm about ready to not take this anymore. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And today is Thursday, April 19th, 2007. A few announcements to make today, and then I'll probably go off on some kind of event on something. Watch out. I got a guest coming up in the second hour giving us an update on some corruption. But in the first hour, I've got to make some announcements. You know, we've been talking about this truckers thing all week, the 23rd to the 25th that's going to take place. And I was on yesterday about people, you know, standing up and doing something, getting on the phone, calling your congressman, calling your senator about this hate crimes bill. You know, folks, I realize today that we are indeed in an info war. And all of us, all the patriots out there, you know, myself, you guys out there that are on the front lines, that are passing out videos, that are, you know, calling your congressman, calling your senator, we need to step up the fight. And let me tell you why. I just got news just about 30 minutes ago that one of the heroes of 9/11, Willie Rodriguez, and I know a lot of you know who he is for the new listeners, this guy was one of the heroes of 9/11 and went in and actually rescued people from the buildings, the burning buildings, and I don't even know what it was, the total of 15 to 25 people that he personally saved their lives. This gentleman was getting ready to fly from New Jersey to Chicago today, and he was detained by the NSA, Homeland Security. They put him on a no-fly list, and John Stadtmiller right now has a call into the NSA to find out their reasonings why, and he also had basically dummied him up and asked him if they really knew who he was. And I told John, I said, you know, John, you and I know why they've detained him, because this indeed is a war. Anybody that's out there spreading the truth about what's going on, they're shutting down. They're doing the same thing with, they did it with NAFTA, okay? 85% of our manufacturing jobs have been taken from us. They've been outsourced to other countries. And I talk about, you know, people getting up and doing something about it. At RBN, we don't just talk the talk, okay? We walk the walk. I'll give you an example. John and Sandra Stadtmiller were out last Saturday. Or no, excuse me, it was Sunday, I believe, at a truck stop passing out flyers. They passed out hundreds of them, okay? And if the truckers weren't in their trucks, they scotch taped them to their windows or their rear view mirror window on their doors. We're going out again Saturday, and we're just going to lambaste it. We're going to do it all the way up till the time that this event is supposed to take place. And I have to tell you, folks, I am hoping against hope. John and I sat and had a conversation just before I went on the air, and I'm hoping against hope that this is going to make these politicians stand at attention. I'm hoping it's going to get their attention. Because if it doesn't, and if this thing with Ted Pike that I was talking about the other day, this incident that happened, this crazed maniac shooter that's causing the hate crimes bill to be looked at really close and is causing them to put this assault bans weapon thing back on the table, it is indeed a war. It's a war for the balance of what freedoms we have left. And if we don't stand up now, it's now or never. I'll continue with this when I get back. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave. Stick with me. I'm not done.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit CoreDocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Back. Michael Herzog with the American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I was on the subject of this announcement for the truckers. And folks, I want you to realize that, you know, after NAFTA, remember 85% of our manufacturing jobs have been outsourced to other countries. And the last 15%, I mean, let's face it, these truckers, the highways in this nation are the vessels, and the truckers are its lifeblood, pumping the consumables that we use every day throughout this land. Food, water, gasoline, so forth, okay? And as I mentioned to you yesterday, I would suggest, you know, just for the sake of safety, to go out to the grocery store, buy a few extra things along with filling up your gas tank, because it just may happen, and I'm hoping that it does, and you should be as well, that the grocery store shelves may just be empty later on this week. Maybe that will get the attention of some of these people who are listening to us and saying, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Maybe it'll finally get their attention. But, you know, let's see, where am I going with this? Back to this Willie Rodriguez thing for a second. Here's a guy that is a hero, that is spreading the word, spreading the truth, not just here in the United States, but around the world, about 9/11. And they've put him on a no-fly list, and they've detained him in New Jersey. And we've got our George Bush that has signed this thing allowing Mexican truckers to come through and compete with our truckers that are hardworking guys that are bringing forth our lifeblood. And that's taken down the other 15% of what used to be called the United States of America. Bush, the skull and boneser, okay? I've got some information coming up that I'm going to break, or I'm not going to break, but my guest next week is going to break on that situation. But the skull and boneser, okay? Interesting. Chertoff, the head of the NSA, you know, he's the head guy that is in charge of whether somebody's on a no-fly list. Willie Rodriguez is one. Chertoff, you know, kind of makes you wonder, is this guy, I mean, does he resemble more of the skull or does he look more resemble the Bones? You know, I mean, this whole thing is such a joke. George Bush is supposed to be our president. He's supposed to be dedicated to upholding the sovereignty of our nation, and here he's going behind our back and he's selling us out. You know, it reminds me of this speech that he made at Virginia Tech the other day where he had the audacity, the temerity to say, oh, you know, Laura and I were just such heartfelt counselor. You know, we just sort of feel so bad about this. Yeah, right. After you've killed about 1 million people, the blood's on your hands, George. But, you know, as far as fighting back is concerned, I have a caller once in a while, and so do some of the other hosts on this network that call in and say, you know, well, I'm just tired of hearing everybody talk about it, but nobody's doing anything about it. Well, I'm sorry to those people that think that way, but that's not true, because we are doing something behind the scenes. And John Stadtmiller and Sandra are a prime example of that. They put their money where their mouth is, and they go out, and they talk the talk, and they walk the walk, because they believe in this country. And I'm asking all of you folks to do the same. Now, there's something else as far as fighting back that I want to get into. I've professed for a while, you know, that if people stopped flying, you know, maybe there'd be some changes with these full body scanners that go in. And you know what? Maybe I'm wrong. But I got an email today that I wanted to go into a little bit with you. I thought it was a good idea. Maybe some people won't. But for all of you out there that have a computer, I would ask that you do this. We need to fight back. And short of the gun, folks, we need to fight back. And I thought this was a good idea of how to do just that. From what I understand, ExxonMobil and Mobil Oil are the two biggest oil companies in the world. And they also create the pattern for pricing as far as gasoline. They are the ones that institute the price, and the rest of the oil companies fall in line. Well, there was an idea that was emailed to me today that I'm going to read to you, and I'm going to ask you, and I don't know whether this will work or not, folks, but I'm saying it's worth a try. I'm going to read this to you, see what you think, and if you send me an email, and my email address is Discerner, D-I-S-C-E-R-N-E-R, 12000@yahoo.com. You send me an email, ask me for this, and I'll forward a copy of it on to you. And what I'm asking you to do is send it out to everybody on your email list. Because mathematically speaking, if we do this, it's a distinct possibility that within a week, we can cause Exxon and Mobil to start lowering their gas prices. Now, I've heard rumor, and I'm not sure how true this is, but by midsummer, gas is going to be $4 a gallon. And I don't know about you, but I can't afford to pay $4 a gallon for my gasoline. So let's try this and see if it works. Let me read this to you. It said, let's start a gas war, an idea that will work. This was originally sent by a retired Coca-Cola executive. It came from one of his engineer buddies who retired from Halliburton. It's worthy of your consideration. Join the resistance. I hear we are going to hit close to $4 a gallon by summer, and it might possibly go higher. Want gasoline prices to come down? We need to take some intelligent, united action. Philip Hollingsworth offered this good idea. This makes much more sense than the, quote, don't buy gas on a certain day, unquote, campaign that was going around earlier. The oil companies just laughed at that because they knew we wouldn't continue to, quote, hurt ourselves by refusing to buy gas. It was more of an inconvenience to us than it was a problem for them. But whoever thought of this idea has come up with a plan that can really work. Please read on and join with us. By now you're probably thinking gasoline prices at about $1.50 is super cheap. Me too. It is currently $2.79 for regular unleaded in my town. Now that the oil companies and the OPEC nations have conditioned us to think that the cost of a gallon of gas is cheap at $1.50 or $1.75, we need to take aggressive action to teach them that buyers control the marketplace, not sellers. With the price of gasoline going up more each day, we consumers need to take action. The only way we are going to see the price of gas come down is if we hit someone in the pocketbook by not purchasing their gas. And we can do that without hurting ourselves. How? Since we rely on our cars, we can't just stop buying gas, but we can have an impact on gas prices if we all act together to force a price war. Now here's the idea. And by the way, I just filled up this morning, folks, and it was $2.79 a gallon for regular here in Round Rock. And I hear that there are many places where it's over $3. So here's the idea. For the rest, now listen closely and please do this, folks, and it could very well make an impact. For the rest of 2007, don't purchase any gasoline from the two biggest companies, which are now, one, Exxon and Mobil. If they are not selling any gas, they will be inclined to reduce their prices. If they reduce their prices, the other companies will have to follow suit. But to have an impact, we need to reach literally millions of Exxon and Mobil gas buyers. It's really simple to do. Now, don't wimp out at this point. Keep reading, and I'll explain how simple it is to reach millions of people. I am sending out this note to 30 people. If each of us sends it out to at least 10 more, that's 30 times 10 is 300, and those 300 send it to at least 10 more, 300 times 10 is 3,000, and so on. By the time the message reaches the sixth group of people, we will have reached over 300 million consumers. If those 300 million consumers get excited and pass this on to 10 friends each, then 30 million people will have been contacted. If it goes one level further, you guessed it, 300 million people. Again, all you have to do is send this to 10 people. That's all. If you don't understand how we can reach 300 million, and all you have to do is send this to 10 people, well, let's face it, you just aren't a mathematician. But I am, so trust me on this one. How long would all that take? If each of us sends this email out to 10 more people within one day of receipt, all 300 million people could conceivably be contacted within the next 8 days. I'll bet you didn't think you and I had that much potential, did you? Acting together, we can make a difference. If this makes sense to you, until Exxon and Mobil lower their prices to $1.30 a gallon and keep them down there, refuse to buy their gas for the remainder of 2007. Now, folks, I think that's a good idea, and I'm asking all of my listeners out there, simply send me an email. I will forward a copy of this to every one of you that sends me an email. You turn around and forward it to 10 people, okay? Let them read the letter and let them do the same. And let's just start small and chip away at them. And if we can get them to stop buying gas at simply Exxon and Mobil, then the prices will come down. They have to come down, okay? Because these people, as you know, they have been gouging us for profits. And I know all of you out there know, you notice it's not a coincidence. It always seems to be at this time of year when people start thinking about their vacations, you know, Easter vacation and summer holidays and so forth, where they're going to take a vacation, the gas prices always seem to climb. Last year, I believe they were they topped out, well, in Phoenix anyway, they topped out at like $3.35, $3.40 a gallon. And then, mysteriously, as the fall hits, they start to decline. The holidays, they go up again, then they decline. Then Easter and summer rolls around, they go up again, then they decline. And the profits are just unconscionable. And I think this is a good idea where we can put a stop to it. But it's up to us. Just like this truck out, it's up to us. They can't do this to us unless we let them. And how do you let them? You let them by doing nothing. Take the example of John and Sandra Stattmiller. Get up off your seat. Go down and hang a bulletin board at a truck stop. Let your fingers do the walking. Get on the phone and call your congressman and senator about this hate crimes legislation or about the assault weapons ban. Don't just continue to sit there and do nothing. Because if you do, it's almost in game. These people are moving fast forward. Why are they doing that? Because the curtain is about to be ripped away from the wizard. There are more and more and more people finding out every day that the government is lying to us. They are orchestrating this stuff, and they're doing it for their agenda, which is a new world order. It's a police state. I see this in this town that I've just moved to a month ago. Going to go to a break. I'll be back in 3 minutes with some more. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas on republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave. Stick with me.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down.
Okay, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. A short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. Come on, guys. I'm going to give out my email address again. I see some coming in. It's Discerner, D-I-S-C-E-R-N-E-R, 12,000, that's 12000 at yahoo.com. Remember, you know, I have this caller once in a while that calls in and says, we're not doing anything. Yes, we're doing a lot. I'm giving you a chance to do something by really not doing something. Do something by just not buying Exxon and Mobil gas. Okay, again, it's Discerner, D-I-S-C-E-R-N-E-R, 12000 at yahoo.com. And I'll forward this to anybody that sends me an email. Okay, Ray, I'm sorry, in Oregon. I forgot you were up there, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I agree with everything you're saying, Michael. The people of America are locked in the thrall of mind control. They believe that there is law in this country, when in fact there is no law. We have no constitutional Article III courts operating anywhere in our country. I think there's one in Hawaii, but that's about it. All other courts that are operating now are maritime courts, administrative courts, operating in maritime law, which is contract law. To prove that there is no law, but there is the corporate policy that is they're calling law, and once you step into their courts, you agree to render them jurisdiction and abide by their corporate policies, which they call law, mm-hmm. which is not law. The only law there is common law and constitutional law mm-hmm. and God's law. Anything else is all corporate agreements, corporate contract agreements. Now, to prove what I'm saying to you as being absolute truth that nobody can dismiss is my particular case. I was tried in two separate trials, one of which was as a paper terrorist.
Excuse me, Ray. Are you the retired police guy?
I am, yes.
You know what? I was looking for your telephone number yesterday. I want you to give it to Manny again because I'm going to call you off the air.
Okay.
Okay, but go ahead.
Well, I was tried in two cases and found guilty, and because I filed liens on everyone who was party to my prosecution, which was unlawful. Now, there was a grand jury secret indictment that the district attorney sat on for 6 months to see whether I would file these liens or not against the state and county. Mm-hmm. When I finally did, they came after me. That was the beginning of this paper terrorist nonsense. Now, they went through the whole process of the sham of law in America, convicted me and tried to sentence me. And at the sentencing, I said, I don't accept your sentencing. I've never granted jurisdiction to you. I've never contracted with you. And until you prove jurisdiction over me, your directives are null and void. You have no law. You have no force of law behind your statements. And that's what's happened now. You see, since I've been released from, they kicked me out of jail because, you know, I was convicted, and yet they kicked me out of jail.
Right.
Why was that? I think everybody should ask that question. When do they start kicking people out of jail and not putting them in jail?
Right. Well, listen, Ray, I'm going to make an announcement here, and I'm glad you brought this up because I was looking for your number just this morning, and I couldn't find it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to call you off air, and I'm going to schedule you for a guest, and I'm going to let you tell your story, okay?
Well, I'm not going to do that, Mike, because I've told that story four or five times on John Stapmiller's program, and there's been no response to that. It's all a matter of records. It's in the archives.
Mm-hmm.
I'm basically a spiritual writer, and what happened to me politically is something that is for everybody. And I will talk to the point only, but I won't. I'm not a performer. I'm not a celebrity. I don't look for it, and so I'm not going to take any more guest requests. So I hope you don't take offense at that.
No, that's okay. I'm not a celebrity either.
Okay.
But it's funny that you should mention that because my guest coming at the top of the hour, we're going to discuss just that. We're going to discuss the corruption in the courts.
Now, the proof of I'm trying to establish here is that if I was convicted in 2002 of being a paper terrorist for filing liens against my public officials who had wronged me and committed criminal acts, since my release, I have filed papers on the governor of Oregon. I have filed papers on the attorney general of Oregon. I filed papers on the secretary of state, Oregon. I don't have a license plates on my car, and I don't have a driver's license. And these are all the things that I was convicted for back in 2001. Yet they will not come after. As a convicted felon, I also have guns in my house, and I made that announcement public, and they will not come after me. Now, what the hell is wrong with that picture? You understand? If people don't understand there is no law, there is just the force of the gun and handcuffs, they're not going to get it. They can't talk these people out because they make the rules and they got the guns to enforce it. Now, I'm a retired police sergeant, as you say, but I'm ashamed of law enforcement today. I truly am. Because these guys, I understand they do it for their the security of their paycheck and for their family, but damn it, don't sell your soul for it.
Well, Ray, correct me if I'm wrong, but they're no longer being trained as peace officers. They're being trained as law enforcement officers, and they're literally looking for a reason to arrest anybody and get them into the system.
That's precisely what they're doing.
Uh-huh. And I was just going to mention to the listeners that I see just in this little town of which I've moved, that they have a whole different way of pulling people over these days. You want me to hold you over, Ray?
No need.
Okay, well, listen, I appreciate the call, and I'll talk about that after the break. But thanks a lot. I appreciate your call. I wanted to call you. If you want me to, I'll put you on the air, partner.
In time, perhaps.
All right, thanks.
I don't see it happening soon.
All right, got to go to a break. Thanks, Ray.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org, see you in 3.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And I have to tell you, my emails are filling up. I'm going to put out my email address one more time for this boycott Exxon and Mobil. Remember, it's the power of mathematics. If you guys take this, you send it out to 10 people. Okay, they send it out to 10 people. Within a week or so, nobody will be buying gas at Exxon and Mobil, and our gas prices will start to come down. And I don't know about you, but that's going to affect me nicely. Let's see. I want to make an announcement. I'm glad that Ray called in because it reminded me, and I want to put this message out to all of my listeners out there. If you folks, Ray would be a good guest because he has a story to tell, although he doesn't want to go public with it right now, or he has and he didn't get any response. But if any of you guys out there know of somebody who has a good story to tell on any subject that they're educated in, and you feel that the rest of the Patriot Movement and all the new listeners that are listening to this show would want to hear, hey, drop me an email. Let me know, and I'll get in touch with them. I look forward to it. I want to get people on this show that are going to, you know, educate and help other patriots to broaden their knowledge base. Okay, let's go to George in Florida. George, you're on with Michael. How you doing?
Hey. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing fine, buddy. How are you?
Yes, about a week and a half ago, I went to a town meeting, a town hall meeting where my county sheriff was asking questions, answering questions from the public. I did it through an Information Act, getting his Title IV, his agreement, because he took over Child Protective Services in his sheriff's department. and I looked over the Title IV agreement, and it shows a complete blatant disregard for a person's constitutional rights, denial by he sets up the juvenile courts and where they deny trial by jury. And I asked him a question. I said, how can you sign this document asking for this federal grant money, but yet you sworn to uphold and protect the Constitution, as you said on your website? And I got escorted out by the deputies after I asked that question.
Wow. That's interesting. It's to the point where you can't even ask a question anymore.
But, you know, but then I found out, then he found out, I said, oh, yeah, you're one of those people causing insubordination among some of the deputies in the local police force, because I am passing out the aid and abet newsletters from Jack McLam, and a lot of the police officers and deputies are saying this is a refreshing piece of information because they knew something in their gut wasn't right when they're doing their jobs. And, you know, and I just hope, like, this ripple effect, as they say, you know, it spreads among the police officers, because this is terrible. You know, they're being forced to carry out orders that are unlawful. I mean, especially allowing Child Protective Services to go barge in somebody's house, take a kid without a warrant, without no evidence, and these police officers are being used as intimidation tactic.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the police officers, and a lot of them know this, some of the new ones don't, but there will be a point in time, and for all the police officers out there that are listening to this, there will be a point in time where they're going to have to make a decision. If things continue to keep going in the direction that it's headed, they're going to have to make a decision as to whether they want to continue with this, you know, this fascist movement, or whether they want to join the likes of freedom-loving individuals such as ourselves and take a stand. Go ahead.
Yeah, we already have found a retired Texas Ranger. He's willing to go run for sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a very good constitutional guy, and he says he wants to get rid of all the federal grants, all the state grants, and run his department, run his county, as the Constitution says. And some of these Texas Rangers I run into are very exemplary fellows.
Well, I wish him the best of luck. I know that Jeff in Missouri ran for sheriff. He called into my show, and I've been down the rabbit hole on him. And, boy, I'll tell you what, that little town that he lives in, they didn't like the idea of a patriot running for sheriff. So, you know, I wish him all the best. There's a story I want to tell you. If you got anything else, I'll let you continue if you want. Otherwise, I'm going to go into a quick story here.
I just say, for all the police officers, uphold your oath. When they threaten to fire you, it's all a bluff.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, George. Appreciate the call. Okay. You know, on the subject of police, I'll tell you, I just moved to this town about a month ago, and I've had this conversation with John. Coming from Phoenix, Arizona, you know, every once in a while you'll be driving down the highway and you see somebody get pulled over. And it's unfortunate, but they're speeding or doing whatever they're doing. Now, every once in a while, you'll see somebody get pulled over, and then you'll see another officer pull up there because they're going to be arrested, or they're a drunk driver or whatever. Huh. In this town, for some reason, and I've seen this, folks, more times than I can count now, I have been driving down this little back road here, you know, which from my home to the office, which takes me about 3 minutes, or I'll go to the grocery store or whatever, and I will see, you know, some little elderly lady pulled over, 60, 65 years old, carrying her groceries in the back. And they have a policy in this town when they pull somebody over that there's two other police cars that pull up as well, and there's six officers out there, you know, for one traffic stop. And to me, this is intimidation. This is, you know, it's designed to scare the public. And, yes, I, you know, there's, from what I understand, there's very little crime in this town, but people are scared. And to me, there's something needs to be done about that, because it's uncalled for. There's no reason to have six cops to pull over one person. But it goes back to what I said before. Okay, these officers are no longer being trained to be peace officers. They're trained to be law enforcement individuals. And I'll probably get into a little bit more of that after the top of the hour when I have my guest come on. Because the level is deeper than that. What they're trying to do is they're looking for anything that they can find, whether your driver's license is expired, whether you're not, you don't have current insurance, whether your registration isn't in proper order, if you have a warrant, or if you give them any back talk or whatever. They're looking for any reason that they can find to indoctrinate you into the system. And the system itself runs so deep. As a matter of fact, I was looking in... I was digging out of one of my drawers today, and I found this little coin that was given to me
by a fellow that I refinanced his house. And this gentleman is a supervisor for the United States Penitentiary in Tucson, Arizona. He's a supervisor of about 25 female prisoners at one of the prisons down there. And I was over at his house one night. He invited me over there a couple times, and I actually sat down with him. He had had a few drinks, and he loosened up and started talking to me. He works for Wacken Hut. And we got into a conversation about that, and the you know, the system itself runs so deep. These prisoners, when they're put into these facilities, sometimes most of them for nonviolent crimes, are put into a system where they're paid 23 cents an hour to start, up to a maximum of $1.15 an hour, and the stock is all privately owned. The stock is privately owned by none other than the politicians, the district attorney, some of the judges, okay, and some of the prosecutors. You cannot buy the stock. It's not privately owned stock. And they're manufacturing goods to compete with American business. So these people have it on both ends. They have the best of both worlds. Are you starting to see now why they want to indoctrinate you in the system? They want to take your labor and pay you nothing for it and reap the rewards. It's just one of a myriad of different methods that they have to get our money. Okay, let's see. No callers on the line? Okay. Well, let's see. I got about, 15 minutes left. I think I got enough time to get into this. I'm going to shift gears here for just a minute. And I got an email. It's a story. You know, isn't it funny that every once in a while there will be a good movie that comes out? Now I've got a phone call. If I take a couple of more phone calls, Manny, I'm not going to have time to get into this, but let's go to Vince in Montana and see what's up with him. How you doing, Vince?
Hey, I'm doing good. How's it going today for you?
Well, I was going to read an article, but then you came online, so go ahead.
Well, I'm going to I'll chip in here, and then I'll let you get to it.
All right, go ahead. That's all right.
As far as police go, I think there's a piece of history that's very interesting, and everyone needs to be aware of it. I think people need to learn the history of the Irish uprising from 1916 to 1920. That's a place where the police had to make a choice whether they were going to be for the oppressive government or whether they were going to be a police for the people.
Mm-hmm.
I think if people go back and look at the history of that period, the police were shunned by the communities if they backed the British government at that time. But they were embraced if they backed the patriots, the independence-loving patriots of Ireland, and they were welcomed in their communities. A fellow named Michael Collins had a particular way of dealing with police at that time, and I'm not going to bring it up on the air. People can do their own research. But basically, the Irish War for Independence became a battle for the police. And what happened is eventually the police came over to the Patriot side, and independence was won. Very interesting chapter in history. People should look it up.
Okay, great. Just give them a little hint of where they can go down the rabbit hole, Vince.
I would do a Google on Irish War for Independence and Michael Collins.
Great. Okay. Thanks for the input, buddy.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. All right. No more calls. Great. All right. I'll open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. I've got about 7 or 8 minutes left in this segment and then 4 minutes. I'm going to go into I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story. Isn't it funny how every once in a while there will be a producer, director, and so forth, such as Aaron Russo, that will come out with a movie that the people like the Patriots that are awake, they can see the message right there, the metaphor in the movie. For example, They Live, okay? Anybody who hasn't seen the movie, I would suggest you go down to the video store and rent it because it's a great analogy of what kind of an illusionary state we're living in. Another one is V. Now, We the People movement, Bob Schultz, they're using the mask in that movie V to make themselves known as they do their redress of grievances. But again, every once in a while there's a movie comes out that has a message that is to be sent to the unsuspecting people. And if you know what to look for, you understand what the message is. Well, what I found fascinating is that isn't something new. This has been going on for many, many, many years. And as a lot of us know that have been down the rabbit hole, this country declared bankruptcy way, way back in 1933. And interestingly enough,
You know, that was when the we went off the gold standard. They bankrupted the nation. They started to print money that was fiat currency. They had part of it was backed by silver, okay. But it was that was when the banking cartel literally got their main control of this country. It started in 1913, the creature of Jekyll Island, when they had the meeting there and they enacted the Federal Reserve. But it was only a little less than 10 years later that this country literally declared bankruptcy. One of James Traficant's speeches, the congressman that they set up and put in prison for 8 years, he even made mention of it in congressional hearings. But what I found fascinating, and I never knew this before, like many people, you know, there are certain movies that I watch and, you know, I would just gloss over. There are certain movies that I never watched and should have, and I'll give you an example. 1965, there was a movie out called, can't even think of it now. It was a musical, and I don't necessarily like musicals. Oh, The Sound of Music. Never watched that movie. I thought, oh, well, it's another musical. People are going to be dancing around, and I don't care anything about that, so I don't want to watch it. You know that first time I saw that movie was just 2 weeks ago. And it was a fascinating story. I found out it was true. My wife had been after me to watch the movie, and I never did. And then finally I watched it, and I thought, well, wow, there's a message. There is a wonderful story about people that escaped out of Austria during Nazi occupation. So if you haven't seen it, go see it. But back to my story. Way back in 1939, there was a movie that came out that we've all seen. It's called The Wizard of Oz. And I've seen the movie probably in my childhood 20 times. And, of course, when I'm growing up, I didn't pay much attention to it other than Judy and the tornado and follow the yellow brick road. It was Dorothy. Judy Garland was her name. But I was sent an email, and I found out that that movie, like the movie V, like the movie They Live, had a strong message behind it that maybe I was too young or maybe I was just too dumb. I don't know. But I never caught the message. And the message was for the dumbed-down American public on the banking system. And if you tie it in, once I read this, I went, you know, now if I go watch this movie, I'm going to see it in a totally different light. Because as it was pointed out in this email, there's a few excerpts that I'll read to you. It says, don't pay any attention to that man behind the curtain. Just follow that yellow brick road and do as you are told. That's the foreword. There's also a definition, wholesale. To sell by wholesale is to sell by large parcels, generally in original packages and not by retail. And that's in Black's Law Dictionary, first edition. So here's a note here. The United States government acquired title to our birth certificates in wholesale, or bulk purchase. Reason? The double entry bookkeeping system of the Department of the Treasury. Wholesale is the debit, or public side, and retail is the credit, or private side. Wizard of Oz, the motion picture, 1939, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, book by L. Frank Baum. The adaptation for screen by Noel Langley, screenplay by Noel Langley and Florence Ryerson. Note, just as you can read between the gory lines in the newspaper on any day and discover clues issued by the powers that be, if you look hard enough as to what is actually going on, such notice can also be found in a lighter fare, like the movies. Such as the movie The Wizard of Oz, an allegory for the new state of affairs in America in the 1930s following the stock market crash and factual bankruptcy of the U.S. government immediately thereafter. The setting was Kansas, heartland America, and geographical center of the USA. It comes in a twister, a tornado, whirling, confusion, the stock market crash, theft of America's gold, U.S. bankruptcy, the Great Depression, and it whisks Dorothy and Toto up into a new artificial dimension somewhere above the solid ground of Kansas. When they finally land in Oz, Dorothy comments to her little companion, Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. Remember that? That's right. After the bankruptcy, Kansas was no longer just plain old Kansas. It was now KS, an artificial corporate venue of the bankrupt United States, newly established federal territory, part of the federal zone, and Dorothy and Toto were in this state. In the 1930s, the all-capital letters written, Straw Man, newly created artificial aspect of the former American sovereigns had no brain, and Americans were too confused and distracted by all the commotion to figure out that they even had a straw man. The Scarecrow identified his straw man persona for Dorothy. Quote, "Some people without brains do an awful lot of talking. Of course, I'm not bright about doing things." And in his classic song, If I Only Had a Brain, the Scarecrow and the straw man succinctly augured, I'd unravel every riddle for every individual in trouble or in pain. The translation, once one discovers that his straw man exists, all political and legal mysteries, complexities, and confusions are resolved, and once one takes title to his straw man, he can protect himself from any legal trouble or legal damage. And we got Carl from Texas. Carl, go ahead. You're on with Michael.
Yeah, I just listened to you talk about the yellow brick road and whether or not you could, you know, see what was before you.
Did you know about this?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I didn't. This is new to me, buddy.
Well, let me give you something else new. The reason I called you.
All right, go ahead.
Right in front of everybody on Monday.
Uh-huh. All right, wait a minute, Carl. We're going to go to a break. Hold the thought.
Okay.
I'll keep you over. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, republicbroadcasting.org, and 12180 shortwave, CN3.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. We got Carl on. Go ahead and continue with your thought there, Carl, on the straw man or the Wizard of Oz or whatever.
Okay. Well, this has to do with that shooting there in Virginia.
Okay.
Well, what it is, I was listening to the radio, and I was working outside in the yard, me and the wife, and it mentioned something about a shooting. And, you know, something like 20-some of them dead and a bunch of them injured. I thought, well, we need to go in and watch TV. So he went in, turned on CNN. Sure enough, they were showing it all there, and it said 22 dead. And it said, including the gunman.
Mm-hmm.
But right in front of our face there was the gunman. He laying down face with his hands cuffed behind his back with a cop kneeling down. And as he turned his face, because it was a motion-type camera done by this Palestinian student, and my wife said, well, he's Chinese. And I thought, yeah, well, it went on. Now, this was about 11:30, okay?
Okay.
And between 11:30 and 12:30, they showed it one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. We took another look. Yep, that's definitely what we've seen. And I mentioned to her, I said, well, if he was supposed to commit suicide by shooting himself in the face where you couldn't see it, he must have did it with his hands behind his back, handcuffed, and he shot himself that way, and we both kind of chuckled about it. And I mentioned to her at that time, I said, I bet you they don't show that this evening, because I was going to get my VCR up and running, and sure enough, they didn't show it.
Boy, I wish you would have, Carl.
Well, I think there's people out there probably have copies of that. You might dig around.
I was going to say, if anybody's got a copy of that, send it into the station, put it up on YouTube.
I'd like to see it myself.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I don't know if you've been listening for the last couple of days, but, you know, I said at the onset of it, this was a false flag event.
Well, we knew that right from the get-go.
Oh, yeah.
We said, boy, there's so much disinformation these guys are putting out, it's ridiculous.
Well, from what you're telling me, though, in your opinion, and I mean, if this guy was handcuffed and they were saying that he committed suicide, that would tell me that, you know, the powers that be shot him in the head after the fact.
Well, we don't know that. That's the problem. See, I we were discussing. The only thing we can go is what we've seen and what we heard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you what Elsa did. I waited through the afternoon. They didn't show it anymore until later in the evening. Next time they showed it was a still. Now, they did all these other ones you've seen on there repetitiously. This time what they did, they only showed you the still from way back, from like the beginning frame. Now they blotted out his face. I've seen it twice like that. They blurred the face. You know how they can do that? They just make it smeary so you can't see it.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Supposedly, I guess you weren't recognizable because he shot himself, but that wasn't true. Now, didn't see anything else, and about 11:30, I told my wife, well, we've heard about all we're going to hear. They're going to clean it up from now on. They're not going to show anything, so I'm about ready to turn TV off. And what do? They showed just his face right up on the screen, faded in, and then faded out as they brought the next one in. And I told my wife, there he is again. And his face looked like the one that was on Lou Dobbs yesterday, not the younger pictures, because he's a little heavier. And his description met exactly like that Sheehan girl that was in that class of 24, where
uh-huh.
She was one of the survivors. And he had the khaki pants on and kind of a dark jacket and all that, you know.
Uh-huh.
But it fit the description. So apparently, it's like they were saying in the beginning that the police did apprehend him. Now, whether or not they killed him or took him off and somebody else did it, you know, that's all speculation at this point. But I just thought, you know, if you can get those pictures, I think they also had them on the other network, but all of them pulled them from what I could do. We had two TVs running. I didn't see it after that.
I'll tell you
what. I just thought that was interesting. And,
well,
you know,
it's very interesting, Carl, and it's fascinating, but not surprising. I mean,
I wasn't surprised.
No, I mean, that's news to me, but I mean, hey, you know, nothing surprises me anymore.
Let me tell you, my wife wasn't a believer in any of this until she's seen that.
Yeah, well, I'm going to see if we can get anybody that can that's got a the video of that.
I would think there ought to be people doing it. Like I said, I wasn't ready to tape it, but anybody who had it on at that time, they ought to try to get a copy of it.
All right, I got to run. I got a guest coming up second hour. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. Republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 Shortwave. Be back in three.
With